If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me over to the book of 1 John, please. 1 John chapter number 4. We have plenty of time tonight. Let's just read this chapter together. In verse number 1, in my Bible, I'm looking tonight out of one of the Rock of Ages study Bibles. But there's a caption entitled, Dangers in the World, above chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, even now already it is in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed that the love that God hath to us, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18 is where the Lord spoke to my heart about the text. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. He that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. If correctly read, that's chapter 4 of the book of 1 John. Pray with me a moment. Father, thank you tonight for our people that have gathered here in the house of God. Thank you for those, Lord, that will watch later. Lord, on the broadcast, I just pray, Father, tonight that we'll be able to say something that would be a blessing. God, help us as we are facing another year now. And Lord, we know that we're living on the threshold of your coming. And Lord, we know that before even another year begins, Lord, we could be with you in heaven. And I pray, dear Father, tonight that you would help us to be a help. God will give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Word of God has a lot to say here about perfect love, casting out fear. If I was going to put a title on the message tonight, you forgive me, my voice is kind of trying to give up on me a little bit. I probably should have preached with a cough drop again tonight, or a button. Amen. One or the other. But anyway, as we head in towards the new year, if I was going to title the message tonight, it might be Casting Out Fear. in the new year. I've been, not a lot lately, but some, I've been realizing how many people in this world are scared to death. They're afraid. They're afraid about the physical. They're afraid about the virus and things of that nature. They're afraid about the financial. And so many people are full of fear. And it's evident. I mean, I'm glad. I thank God that I don't have to fly every week. If I had to get on a commercial airline every week, I mean, you see some of the stuff that's going on. It's unbelievable how people are treating one another. And there are a lot of dangers in the world, and we're especially living in a dangerous time today. You think about this, and I've said this from the pulpit before. You know, if you went to some of our cities in America right now, it wouldn't be safe. It's not safe in the daylight, let alone in the dark. Amen. But we don't need to get comfortable where we're at and forget to pray, because I believe with all of my heart, if something doesn't change, beloved, it'll come to the country. Amen. And I know that I just thank God I wasn't home in one sense. Another sense, I wish I had have been home. But I guess it was 2017 in January, they broke into our home and just treated it like it was theirs. You understand what I mean? The American experiment only works if there's something called morality in place. Amen. If there's a fear of God, and if there is a law, not lawlessness. Amen. And so tonight, I'm going to look at three things tonight. The Bible said there's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. And then the Bible said, no man has seen God in verse 12. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. There's a lot riding on our relationships one with another as brethren or brothers and sisters in Christ. But there's three things I want to share with you tonight that I believe will help to dispel the fear in the new year. And the first thing I'm looking at tonight is the spirit of truth. The Word of God said in verse number 6, we're of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. How many is glad tonight that you as a child of God understand truth when you hear it, and you know the truth when you hear it? The Bible gives us a reason for that. Turn back over with me to John chapter 16 for just a moment. I'll show you what I mean. In John chapter number 16, this is what Jesus said. Jesus is telling his disciples that he's going to go away, but he's going to send another comforter. And the Word of God says in John chapter number 16, verse 1, these things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. Look at verse 2. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And you know, that's where the Apostle Paul was when God found him, was persecuting and killing the children of God, the saints of God. And really, Paul, being the Pharisee of Pharisees, having learned at the feet of Gamaliel, he thought he was doing God's work. He thought he was doing God's service. And I'm just telling you that this is not the first generation that's seen some unsettling and some tough times. Even Jesus is telling his disciples. And he said, and these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. You want to know why a lot of what's going on in the world's going on? Because people don't know the Father. And they don't know Jesus. And they don't know the spirit of truth. I believe we have some teenagers with us tonight. And I believe sometimes that's why teenagers get in trouble. They're unable to discern between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We do have a conscience. If we'd listen to our conscience and keep our conscience tender and sensitive, God would use that conscience a lot. But God wants to use something more than our conscience. He wants to use this book. He wants to use the Spirit of God. Look at verse number 13 in John 16. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. How do you know it's the Spirit of truth? And what's he into? What's he up to when the Spirit of truth is come? He will guide you into all truth. You say, Pastor, what is truth? Well, that's what Pilate asked Jesus, wasn't it? Amen. What is truth? Well, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus was praying in John chapter 17, and he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Isn't that good? Amen. The word of God is the truth. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and you shall not see me. And again a little while, you shall see me, because I go to my Father. And so the Spirit of truth, I believe it's impossible to have the right relationship with the Bible, with the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God that leads us into the truth, the Word of God. I believe it's impossible, if our relationship is right with this book, to be fretting and to be fearful, because we realize tonight that, thank God, he's still on the throne. And the Word of God said, you're of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Something may happen to me in this year that may separate me from my family, may separate me from my church family. But I'll tell you something, beloved, you can read it in the book of Romans. There's nothing going to happen to me that's going to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And now listen, when I'm talking about separating from my family or my church family, I hope you know I'm talking about Pastor going to glory. Amen. That's what I'm talking about, beloved. Listen, and I would be up there where my mom is and where my dad is and where Brother Jack is and where many of God's saints in the Bible and many of the precious people, even since I've been pastor here, have outstripped us and went on home to be with the Lord. And so there could come a day when I'm not here, but there'll never be a day when he's not with me. Amen. Even when it's time to cross the river, I'm going across the river with him. He's going to lead. He's going to guide. The Bible said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. I want to say this to you tonight. This right here is how you try them. Beloved, listen, if it don't line up with this book, and by the way, the Bible said, hereby know we the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh of God. We just went through Christmas. And beloved, that's not just saying, listen to me, that's not just agreeing that Jesus was a good man or that Jesus was a prophet. No, sir, when you're confessing that Jesus Christ is the Jesus Christ of this book, he's the Son of the living God. Amen. That's why, beloved, listen, when they come to your house and they knock on your door, it's a spirit of error if they don't believe that Jesus is just as much God as God the Father, as God the Holy Ghost. Then they don't believe in the Jesus of the Bible. And the Word of God teaches us that they're going to come preaching another Jesus. The name will be the same, but beloved, listen, the Jesus of this book, it's not a created being. He's not a brother to the devil. He, beloved, is the creator of heaven and earth. Amen. And all of that goes along with Christmas, with the virgin birth, with the sinless life. And I was reading today, I think somebody made mention, it might have been Miss Eve telling me about what Brother Don preached that night in the fellowship hall. But I was reading today about Mary's, she said, magnify the Lord. And she talked about God. And then she said these two words, my Savior. Honey, I'm going to tell you something right now. If Mary's holy the same as Jesus is holy, she don't need a Savior. Amen. But Mary had sense enough to know, amen, that her and Joseph and all the children she was going to have after Jesus all needed a Savior. Because, beloved, we're all conceived in iniquity. And we're all sinners, amen. And so the truth, there is no love, no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. I believe the spirit of truth, beloved, will cast out fear in the new year. Now, let me give you this tonight. This is what I wrote down for the sake of alliteration. How we spend our time, spending our time. You say, Pastor, where did you get that in the Word of God? Now, listen to me carefully. You think about seasons in your life. Seasons in your life where you took very seriously your obligation as a child of God and your duty as a child of God. You weren't waiting on something to fall in your lap, but you were looking for opportunities to help somebody else along life's way. That's what the Bible's talking about over and over and over and over and over. Beloved, if we're spending our time loving our brothers and loving our sisters in Christ, we don't have time to be afraid. Say amen. I'm telling you, the Bible said here, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. I'm telling you tonight, I don't know how people profess to know God and they don't love the church of the living God. I don't know how a man could profess to be a pastor and not love his people. I don't know how, beloved, listen, anybody could even teach a Sunday school class without loving that class, amen. And listen, that's not something we have to be taught how to do. It's something when God births us into His family, He dumps it in our heart, amen. I tell you, I talked to Brother Don a while ago. He's been a little bit under the weather since that cold weather service outside. I told Brother Don, I said, I enjoyed the preaching, but Brother Don, I said, that's one of the coldest services I've been in a long time. I think it was 21 degrees out there that night. And Brother Don sat out there a long time while the children's choirs were singing and all that. I said, Brother Don, he said, it'd been good. Then when they got done, people got up and started leaving, some of them. Amen. Brother Don said, it'd been good if they'd put that on the end. I said, yeah, it'd been good if there wasn't so much of it, too. Amen. I'm just telling it like it is. Have you ever been in a service where they sing you to death and then ask a preacher to preach? To say amen. Y'all don't do that around here, amen. Y'all just the opposite. You want to preach a preacher to death, amen. That's what y'all want to do, amen. But anyway, I'm telling you, beloved, how we spend our time. And I was just checking on Brother Don, and he told me that he had TB. I said, really? He said, yeah, tired butt. That's what he said, amen. I said, brother, I think I got TB too, amen. Anyway, Brother Don, he's so funny. Love him to death. Listen, I don't have to pump that up. Amen. God put that in my heart. And ever since I've been saved and serving the Lord, God's men, especially the older men of God, have always had a special place in my heart. And Sunday night, it tickles a pastor to sit there and watch a young man, amen, preach the gospel, amen, with enthusiasm. And not only that, with accuracy. I appreciated that so very much. Brother Coulter is a blessing. So spending our time in this was manifested the love of God toward us. I can't get over. I talked to Sister Frankie's daughter today. I told her that Miss Eve and I, she's with her every Sunday. And I told Debbie, I said, Miss Eve and I'll stop by on a Sunday afternoon on her way home. But listen to me. Beloved, listen. The young people did a great job, but I'm going to tell you something right now. We need to pick up some slack. Amen. People don't need to go from Christmas to Christmas without somebody seeing them. Say amen. And somebody calling them and checking on them. And I was talking to Sister Wanda yesterday. She just made the statement. She said, thank you for calling. And she's talking about calling Brother James and Sister Thelma whenever they had the wreck. You say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, if you stay busy for Jesus, loving one another, then, beloved, you ain't going to have time, amen, to be sitting and fretting and worrying about things, amen, that you can't change anyway. So the spirit of truth, and then spending our time. herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And, you know, when the Bible said in verse number 12, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. You think about that. Down here where he said, herein is our love made perfect, he's telling you how to perfect that love is in our relationships one with another and love one another. I don't know about you tonight, but I think what verse number 12 is saying in another way, listen to me, I'm not trying to change the Bible, but we got Bible that goes with it. The Word of God said, let your light so shine before men that men may glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Now listen to me. Men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I believe with all of my heart tonight that us, God's people, Jesus said, by this shall all men know you're my disciples if you have love one toward another. What he's saying, I believe in verse number 12, Michael, I believe what he's saying is, that's how the world sees the unseen God in God's people. Amen. No man's seen God at any time. But I tell you, it's a blessing, amen, when God's people love one another. The world, I believe, will take notice of that. And and Jesus said, by this shall all men know you're my disciples if you have love one toward another. I'll give you this in closing tonight. I said that for Brother David. He's trying to be an optimist. Amen. We got the truth, the spirit of truth. I believe that'll help us. How we spend our time, I believe that'll help us. Listen to this. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. The last thing I wrote in the margin of my Bible was sparing our testimony. Wouldn't it be sad? I got to thinking about, listen, I'm not going to start naming the names because I'll miss somebody, and I wouldn't do that on purpose. But this pastor has not been with one of his people in the last 9 years that we're leaving this world, that we're leaving in a fearful manner. An old preacher said it like this, God's people die well. Amen. You say, Pastor, where did you get that? Look in verse number. He said, hereby know we, in verse 13, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us because he hath given us of his spirit. Look at verse 14. And we have seen and do testify. I believe God's people have a testimony. And why in the world would we want to fret and wring our hands when it's time to go see Jesus and ruin our testimony? Amen. I believe we ought to, listen, when we buried my dad, when we buried my mom, we'd have the service. And mom and dad had 6 kids. I'm the oldest, ugliest of 6. They're all lined up down through there, grand youngins everywhere. And everybody'd say, well, y'all sure are handling this awful well. Y'all sure are handling this awful well. I'm going to tell you something. I miss my daddy. I said, I miss my daddy. But I know where my daddy is. And what in the world is it for me to stand there and, like in a fearful state instead of having confidence? The Bible said being confident in this very thing, that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I told one man, I said, if I was to reach up there and try to pull Daddy back down here, he'd box me on the side of the jaw and say, what are you thinking, son? I'm home, amen. You just serve your time out and come on home, amen. I believe it's real, don't you? Heaven's real. It's not just a myth. It's not a fairy tale. It's real to God's people. And we ought to leave here with a testimony, knowing where we're going. And our family ought to know where we're going. They ought to know how to get to where we're going. Amen. I'll tell you, I appreciated Olivia the other day. And I know I said this Sunday, but I asked a question at Christmas. I said, what's the most precious thing? We talked about the wise men, Sister Danita, and the precious gifts that they brought. I said, what's the most precious thing we could give Jesus? Little Amelia said prayer. I said, that's a good thing to give Jesus. She's 4. Olivia's 7. She said, her life. I say, amen. That's the most precious thing in the world we could give the Lord. You say, Pastor, I'm not falling out with people, but there's an invitation given, and sometimes people will say things like this, come and give your heart to Jesus. Well, let me tell you something. When we're lost, do you understand we don't have anything to give Him? We're dead in trespasses and sin. But when we get saved by the grace of God, we have something now to give Him. Amen. That's why the Bible said, if I can think and get it started over there, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. After a man gets saved, he's got something to give Jesus. He's got a life. God has given him life. You see, Hannah could not give Samuel to Jesus until Jesus gave Samuel to Hannah. Did y'all get that? You'll dedicate that baby, won't you, sister? Won't you, brother Mike? God, you give her to us. We're going to give her back to you. I tell you. You say, Pastor, I don't know why people would do that. Let me tell you something right now. Whether it's your baby or mine, it'd be better they'd never been born than to leave this world without Jesus. Be better that they'd never born than to leave this world without Jesus. Sparing of our testimony. I'm telling you tonight, beloved, I'd hate for death to find me in the grip of fear. Amen. I'd hate for death to find me in the grip of fear. I know tonight that there's a lot of uncertainty in the world. You know where our peace comes from? The things we know are certain. Not the things that are uncertain, but the things we know are certain. Brother Gary, one of your favorite verses, for certain, He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll go with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. What else do you know for certain, Pastor? I know that He's seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for us tonight. I know that. What else do you know for certain? I know I've been saved by the good grace of God. I know that Jesus is coming. You say, Pastor, you don't know that for certain. Oh, yes, I do. I don't know when He's coming, but I know He's coming. Amen. And I know that God's people, listen, when we love one another, God will bless that. God will use that. God will help us along the way. The Word of God said here, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. We have known and believed that love that God hath to us, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. That's where I want to dwell this year, ain't you? Amen. I don't want to be wringing my hands and fretting. I just want to well, Brother James, Jones, that reminds me, I got to call him next week. Brother David, your brother Rick, one, remind me of that. I want to call Brother Jones, see if we can get him in here in the spring. But Brother Jones was here in revival. We was working. Brother John said, Preacher, you know how he is. He said, you believe in the imminent return of the Lord Jesus? Yes, I do, Brother John. He said, what are we doing all this work for? I was telling Brother Jones about that on the phone. Brother Jones said, you go in there and tell Brother John, occupy till I come. Amen. And I believe that's what God wants us to do, don't you? Occupy. Occupy
till he comes. How many is glad you come tonight?